This is Shira Gusfield in Santa Barbara, California, on August 5th, 2020. I wanted to share a story from my life that happened over the course of 2 days, a weekend. It was July 25th to 26th. In 2020. So that the 25th, that Saturday, I was driving myself from Santa Barbara, where I live, to a small city called Fontana, California, which is in Southern California, and I've never been there before. It's about 2.5 hours away from here by car. And this was a big deal for me, because I actually haven't really left, really left Santa Barbara since March. But I wanted to go visit a friend who had flown in from Chicago, and we had a social distanced visit, which was fun. But anyways, so going back to the main point of my story, I started the drive around noon and a little afternoon, and had done about 2 hours of the drive. I was only, I was just like 45 minutes away from Fontana, my destination, but I had to go to the bathroom on my drive. And I wasn't too concerned about it to begin with. I figured I would go find a gas station or just somewhere and put on a mask and just get it done. But I finally pulled off, and the area that I pulled off over in didn't have too much around. But there were a couple gas stations. The first gas station I pulled up at, and I noticed that they had a sign up saying that their restrooms were closed because of, COVID. So I'm like, okay, that's a problem. Then I checked the gas station across the street, and their bathroom was closed because of COVID. And so I was, I was starting to panic a little bit. I asked the I, you know, I t like sort of poked my head in the gas station because I didn't have a mask on. No, I did have a mask, but they also required gloves, and I didn't have gloves on. So I just poked my head in. I was like, "Where can I find a bathroom, please?" And the lady's like, "Walmart down the street." So I drove to Walmart, which was, a few minutes away, and but oh my gosh, they had the longest line to get in. Because of course, it's a busy Saturday and everyone wants to go to Walmart, so they have to have a line. And I didn't know how it'd work if I just went up there and said, "Let me go to the bathroom, please." So, I decided not to try. But there was an IHOP, across the street. So I figured IHOP would probably let me in. Maybe I'd have to buy something, but they'd, whatever, I'd probably be able to go to the bathroom. So I pull up. It's 2:15 in the afternoon, and I see two men walking out, and they clearly work there. And then at the same time, I see a sign on the door with the hours, and it turns out that they close at 2. So, but at that point, I'm just like kind of desperate. So I do something I wouldn't normally do. Roll down the window of my car and call out to these men. I'm like, "Is there any way you can just let me in to use the restroom? I'll be fast. I know you guys are closed, but like I thought they had just, they were probably just in the process of closing down. Like maybe they're, people are still in there cleaning up." So, but they're like, "No, sorry." But actually, as I'm rolling my window, this woman who I believe was probably like a manager or something had overheard my question, and she was a good, I don't know, 100 feet away from me, like cleaning up out in their outdoor area. And she's like, "No, you can go to the bathroom. I get it. Like, I get it. Go in, just they'll unlock the door for you." Like, the door was locked and everything. She's like, "Go in, go to the bathroom, and come out." I'm like, "Thank you so much." I was so grateful. So I went in, and It was totally dark. It was, I could see, but I mean, like, they were closed. It was totally dark. No one was in there. Everything was put away. The kitchen was dark, like, just everything. And I was so when I used the restroom and everything, and I was just so grateful that she let me do that. So much gratitude because, she did not have to do that. And to me at the moment, it was like the nicest thing anyone could do for me. As I was coming out, I didn't get a great look at her, but we kind of shouted across the room to each other, and I'm like, "Thank you again." And she's like, "I get it. Sometimes you just can't make it to Walmart." I was like, "Seriously?" And then she said, "Come back tomorrow when we're open. Bring your family. We need customers." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll try." Because of course I wasn't staying in the area. And but in any case, I went along my day, had a great time with my friend, and the next day, I was driving back to Santa Barbara. So I had been thinking a lot about it, and I don't really like IHOP food. I didn't really want anything, but I really felt like she had done such a nice thing for me, and I really, they need business, and I should go back and get something for lunch or something. So I did, and I saw that woman, and thanked her again, and she was so grateful that I had come back. It clearly meant so much to her that I actually came back. And so I don't know, it just felt really good all around to have this like positive experience during this really challenging time of kindness and reciprocity. And if anyone's ever in Duarte, California, I had to look up where I had stopped. I didn't even know where this IHOP was, but I literally did a Google search to figure out where I had actually stopped so I could get directions to revisit it on Sunday. And I don't know, I'm really glad I did that. It was overall just a really cool experience to have right now.